I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I? He left his mighty throne. Hallelujah. He's left his mighty throne in glory. Oh, to bring to us redemption story. Then he died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loved me. Thank you, Lord, you love me. I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be? Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Oh, where would I be if he didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why. I'll be telling. I don't know why. We can sit up. Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why. I don't know why he came.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful to be here again, to see wonderful familiar faces. Praise the Lord. We brought the greetings from our church in Vilnius, from the pastor, Brother Pavel. It's wonderful to see the brothers from Banbridge as well. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. And we just wanted to sing a little special here. And there's a short testimony behind it, because we actually brought it from New Zealand, and there's a pastor, a missionary pastor there, Brother Malcolm Wano, and he's been preaching in Vietnam, and you know, it's a communist country where it's forbidden to preach Christian truth, but he was arrested for preaching the gospel, and there was an interrogation of seven people interrogating him at the same time, and it was like a psychological attack, you know, how they want to kind of pull out things from you which you wouldn't want to say. And all of a sudden he realized there's a pressure going on, and he just stood up at this table of seven people, and he started singing this song, this particular song here. And they were amazed. They thought, this man is either crazy or something's going on here, you know. So when he finished his song, they started asking him, where does this song come from? And he says, it's from the scriptures. And it opened the way for him to preach for about a half an hour to those people, interrogators there. And after that, the next day, three of them took him for lunch to ask for more about it, you know, in Vietnam. And they actually put the smallest fine on him, and he said they just treated him as a VIP guest. You know, they escorted him over to his seat, no passport checks, nothing. He said they just put him back to the plane, you know, and deported him, actually. But after a few years, he came back, and he's still been preaching in Vietnam. So, you know, when you hear the testimonies like this, I just was reading the quote where Brother Branham says, If God was using music to bring the power down in the times of Elisha and the minstrel, right? He says he's doing the same now. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So So we just want you to feel free and join us in the song as we're singing this, because we want to bring the power down, right? Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I fear? The Lord even God is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, came upon me, they stumbled and fell. For by my God, I will run through a troop of death. I leap over the wall into higher realms. I have conquered all the gates of hell. It's through faith all these things I have done by my God. In the time of trouble, in His pavilion I'll hide. In the secret of His tabernacle, in His will I'll abide. Though a host shall encamp about me, my heart shall not fear, the war should rise. For by my God, I will run through a troop of death. I leap over the wall into higher realms. I have conquered all the gates of hell. It's through faith all these things I have done by my God. Please join me in the first chorus. It is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I fear? The Lord even God is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, came upon me, they stumbled and fell. For by my God, I will run through a troop of death. I'll leap over the wall into higher realms. I have conquered all the gates of hell. It's through faith all these things I have done by my God. In the time of trouble, in His pavilion I'll hide. In the secret of His tabernacle, in this I will abide. Though a host shall encamp about me, my heart shall not fear, the war should rise. For by my God, I will run through a troop of death. I'll leap over the wall into higher realms. I have conquered all the gates of hell. It's through faith all these things I have done by my God.
Oh, by my God.
Oh, oh, by my God, I will run through a troop of death. I'll leap over the wall into higher realms. I have conquered all the gates of hell. It's through faith all these things I have done by my God. For by my God, I leap over the wall into higher rank. I have conquered all the gates of hell. It's through faith all these things I have done by my God.
imagine if we're happy, how happy the Lord is. Amen. We're worshiping God tonight. We'll just, Brother Brian, you want to come sing your song? Amen. And then Sister Eve. Amen. We worship the Lord tonight. Amen. We always say if you see a white man coming to sing a British man, then like what they used to say about Brother Andrew, when they seen him praying in the forest in Africa, they say, when you see the whites praying, the world is ending. Amen.
Oh, nice to see the people there from Banbury. Good welcome there, Brother, Brother Billy, yeah, and Ian, how are you? Good, good. God bless you. Well, I'm going to try and sing the Old Rugged Cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross with the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to pave the dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophy the last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, such a wonderful beauty I'll see. What was on that old cross, Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. It's a shame an approach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to that old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Just ask Sister Eve if she could come. Amen. We'll sing a song that's quite appropriate. It's just a simple chorus we can all join in. I really love you. I really love the Lord. Amen. But it has a lot of meaning. Get that. It just, it speaks of everyone. in here. It says, I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. And then it'll say, you don't know what he's done for me. So Sister Deirdre could say that. Brother Mike could say it. Brother Andrew, everyone could say it. Because he's taken me through such victories in my life. Amen. Yeah. So just, it's simple, simple chorus. And if you join in, just join in.
I really love the Lord. Oh, 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 oh.
Ourselves in here.
You don't know what he's done for me,
Sister Deirdre, this week.
He gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord.
One more time. You don't know. Put your name in there. Hallelujah.
You don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord.
Amen. Let's all stand up and we'll just sing to the end of our service. Hallelujah. Singing of Calvary.
Where he would lead me, I will go. For I have learned to trust him so. And I remember 'twas for me that he was slain on Calvary. Oh, he lead me, Jesus shall lead me, night and day, Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest of friends to me.
remember Calvary. For I remember. For I remember Calvary. Oh, oh, I delight in His command. Up to be led by His dear hand, His divine will is sweet to me. Eternal life for you and me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, and then forever my soul would be lost. I'm so glad He was willing to take that breakup. Although He prayed, Father, let it pass from me. I'm so glad He didn't call heaven's angels to take the nets from me. Not been for the old rugged cross, for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man, for Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost.
And like we were saying the other day, we were in Jerusalem, we went to Calvary, and they turned it into a bus terminus. I mean, it's a place that's despised. They don't even recognize the place. But to the believer, It's a precious place. Amen. And that's what the message of the cross. It's foolishness to them that perish, friends, but to us that are saved, it's the power of God unto life eternal. And we do remember him today. Good Friday. May not be exactly the day, but to us it's a commemoration of the greatest day in history when he purchased, when he became the covenant for us. Friends, how can we not worship him this evening? Let's sing one more song before we come to the word. Let's sing one more song. Let's sing a bless your name. Let's just come to worship. Let's bless his name. Then we hand over to Brother Billy. And may the Lord bless the word this evening.
Prisoners chained with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas, let's pray the night. And in their pain began to sing.
Oh, they began to sing.
Their chains were loose and they were free.
I bless your name. I bless.
Seated for a moment or two. Amen. It's good to be here this evening. It's my first time here. It's a very nice building you have. I'm glad to see some faces I know tonight. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad to come and to have fellowship with you. And I hope tonight that I might say something that will encourage you. By God's grace, and that the Holy Spirit will come tonight. Amen. And move in our hearts and move on us. Amen. And that God's Holy Spirit, you know, God put a gift in the church. Amen. Amen. And he put that gift in there for it to comfort you. Amen. And to strengthen you. Amen. And to give you victory. Amen. That you could overcome in every situation. Amen. In life situations, no matter what they would be. Tonight, I'm glad for that tonight. Our brother was putting this on me. I sort of wouldn't have stuff like this on me. I suppose maybe I'm a bit nervous. You would think maybe I wouldn't, but still I am. But however, praise the Lord anyway. I'm glad, you know, there's people tonight, they're maybe nervous in the wrong cause. But I'm glad we're nervous tonight in the right cause. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And you know, I've heard, I've enjoyed Brother Anders' ministry. He's been down several times with us. And this last time he was down, he was speaking about the blood moons. And we've already had one of them. And we know that there's signs in the heavens and the earth, that these signs are for a purpose. And we know that we're living in the last days. We know that we're living at the end time. And we know that seven church ages, seven messengers, and so forth. And this is the end. This is the time we are down at the end time. Maybe just tell you a wee bit about myself before I open up to the word that I feel the Lord wants me to speak about tonight. Maybe it would be, it's maybe not like maybe an Easter message, but I hope tonight it's going to glorify the one who died at Calvary and raised up to seat it at the right hand of the Father. And you know, as a young man, I was brought up, not really in a Christian home, you would say, nominal Christians. No, of my parents at that time were born again. But they went to a church, we went to a denomination church. Now, I'm not going to call any names of any denominations tonight or say any names, because sometimes people maybe take offense at that and they might think that you think you're better than them. Well, I don't think that tonight for one moment. Praise the Lord. There's good people, I suppose, in all walks of life. And there's people that are, there's something in them to seek after God, but maybe they're not just going the right way about it. But you know, just to say this quickly, and God really dealt with me. Now, I couldn't start to Gwintlet tonight to tell you how God dealt with me. God dealt with me really powerful. And I come under powerful, strong conviction, and so much I couldn't sleep, I couldn't work, I couldn't do nothing. Several times, I just would have to quit work and I'd sit down. I couldn't move from where I was. I was in such a state of conviction. And you know, I didn't really know what was conviction. I thought there was something wrong up here mentally. And at one stage, my father took me to visit the doctor to see what was wrong with me. But I couldn't come in and say to the doctor how I felt. I couldn't tell him that I was afraid of dying. I couldn't say that to him. I just didn't have the courage or the nerve. If it took nerve or courage, I didn't have that nerve or courage to say that. But you know, you know, sometime later I had been reading in a wee book. Now, years later I had read about in Ireland we had what they called the 1859 revival. And the power of God fell in such a way that people would stop working in factories. They couldn't do anything. And they were just powerless to do anything. And the Spirit of God first moved in a wee place in County Antrim, in a wee place called Kells. And the school children asked out of school, and they didn't come back in. And when the teacher or whoever come to see where they'd gone, they were praying behind the wall. And the God moved so strongly and so mightily. And, you know, just to say this, you know, people sometimes, they try to laugh at you if you're a Christian. But never let that worry you one bit. Let them laugh away or what they want to do. You never, don't let that worry you. But you know, the people were falling down. And they would fall down on the street and they couldn't do anything, maybe till a minister or some man that was a spiritual man or a man of God could come and instruct them in the way of salvation. And these things would take place. But these two or three young men, they had spotted this happen. They had spotted some person falling down and some minister coming to minister and pray with him. And one of the young men said to one of his fellow mates that were with him, "You fall down and pretend that you're overcome by this, whatever it is, and we'll get this man to come and pray for you to see what will happen." So this young man, he was quite all right, but he lay down and pretended that he had been overcome. And these other two chaps, they went over to the man that was ministering on the street and said, our friend has fell down. Would you come and speak with him? And he said, just in a moment. So he dealt with the person he was dealing with. And then after that, he went over to the young man and he knelt down alongside him and he put his hand on him and he turned him around and he looked at his two friends and he said, I'm afraid I'm too late. He said, he's dead. You see, you can't fool with God. You can't fool with God. Well, just to run quickly on, I got saved. I wasn't in any meetings. I could go into that, but it's just come to not spend too long on this. I got saved. The Lord saved me. And I felt that God had called me. And certain things in my life changed. And certain things I went on. I started to attend a Pentecostal assembly. And I had attended other assemblies which weren't Pentecostal before. And I would talk to people about healing. And they'd say, oh no, there's no healing today. It finished with the disciples. There's no healing today. That was for the disciples. And you know, some people even today have the same idea. And you know, this being the Southern Ireland, and we live in Northern Ireland, but all our Ireland's much really the same. People are stepping tradition. And they have a sort of a way, and sometimes it's very hard to break through that. You know, John 3 and verse 27 says that a man can receive nothing except it is given him from above. If he doesn't receive it from above, you can witness to a man. I'm not saying, now it's good to witness. Don't misunderstand me tonight. It's good to testify of the Lord and what he has done. But if the Holy Ghost doesn't come, and if that Holy Spirit doesn't take that word and quicken that to your heart, it has got to be as God. Man hath nothing in himself. He hasn't, not a thing. You know, didn't Brother Branham say it? He said, we didn't come. He sought us. God sought us. And God wants us tonight just to believe his word. Just as simple as that, believe his word. And you know, I started going in meetings and all. And I started going, and you know, God spoke to me. And I started praying for people with results. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you know, I remember one time my wife, we lived in a country house. We didn't have any electric or any stuff like that. And we just had an ordinary coal fire, and she'd be lighting the fire. And Dad put the sticks in the oven at night so that they'd be warm for lighting the fire in the morning. And the fire would go down, the sticks would be dried, so they weren't hard to kindle up or light up. And I had a wee jar with paraffin oil. You probably know about paraffin oil, all right. But it was used in lamps and stuff. And my wife had a habit of throwing it onto the fire. And I'd come in, you see, and she had threw stuff on the fire. And I said to her, you shouldn't never throw that into the fire because It sort of like compresses and it goes like a vapor and then it'll explode. It'll just light up into a real flame that'll jump out. But I'd come home this evening anyway and she's standing. Her hair was all singed. Her lips were blistered. Her face was blistered. Her eyebrows was burned off and her tights or her stockings or whatever you call it, and part of her dress, they were burned off too. It had blew right the front right out and blew right round her. So, you know, there was no good in starting to settle her now. I told you what would happen. In some cases, you're better not saying I told you anything. You're just better just waiting. So we said, well, now, the only thing we can do is pray. And we prayed, and she was instantly healed. Instantly healed. Not maybe, but instantly healed. She was instantly healed. And she'd been healed on several occasions. We've seen the Lord do miracles. But you know, I attended the Pentecostal service, but it would take a lot of time. It would take a long time tonight to tell you this all. So I can't go into that tonight to tell you it all. But I went back into the world. And you know, I used to hear of people that went back into the world. You know what I used to say? I never would do that. But I done it. And you know, you see, sometimes you hear if a brother something happens to him. You hear if a sister something happens to him. It's easy to say I wouldn't do that. Sometimes you don't know what you'd do. And it's only God's grace. And only God's grace alone that keeps you. And it's only God, you know, and the Bible says if a man be overtaken in a fault, it says they that are spiritual restore such an one in a spirit of meekness. Amen. You know, I don't mean to be a reverend tonight or anything, but we don't have any sort of hierarchy. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord tonight. Yeah. And the children of God, and you know, it's good to have compassion. It's good, the Bible says you're to pray one for another. We're to love one another. It says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. Well, for a good number of years, I was a backslider. Or if you want to call it, I was back in the world. I did worldly pursuits, worldly things. I spent a lot of shame to say it tonight. I spent a lot of my time in the pubs and in the alehouses, as you would say. And a preacher said one time, he says, champagne at night, real pain in the morning. And you know, that's true. And you know, you'd hear, I don't know why, if you ever indulged in drink or not, but they talked about the hair of the dog that bit you. And you know, drink's a depressant. Amen. It depresses you. Yes. It does depress you. Yes. And that's why you feel bad the next day, because you're depressed. But you know, so that was all right anyway. I had Brother Branham's books. I had the seven church ages. And I had the seven seals. But you know, I'm sad to say, I just really didn't really read them. I read wee bits of them. And I looked through them here and there. And you know, I lent them to an old fellow that I knew. And I never seen them again. But I can assure you, I have a lot of Brother Branham's books tonight. But I'll not be lending them to anybody. Praise God, they're my prized possession. You know, I want to say this tonight. You know, some people think, you know, when you're speaking of Brother Branham, that you're sort of worshipping him on. I know Brother Branham was just of like passions as we are. He was a man like we are, like Elijah. But he brought the truth from God. And God, he was the seventh angel. He's that messenger. And the Bible says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. So that voice is important, you know. It's good reading Brother Branham's books. It's far better listening to the tapes. You have to hear the voice. Amen. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. And it's good to hear the voice of a true prophet of God. I remember one day talking to some Jehovah Witnesses, and they were speaking, and I says, I follow a message brought by a prophet. And he looked at me. And I says, a vindicated prophet, by signs, wonders, and miracles, and divers gifts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that is right. That's right tonight. But you know, I had different times in my life when different things would take place. And you know, a strange thing about it, though I was in the world, I still would read my Bible. But the thing that I didn't do, I didn't pray. I didn't have no fellowship. Oh, it was cut off. I didn't pray. But I would read. And I would keep my Bible at the side of my bed. And, you know, a lot of things happened. And a lot of things happened. Now, I'm only telling you wee bits here and there for to give you an idea of what sort of a background I come from and what way I was like. But anyhow, a sort of one thing led to another thing. And, you know, I've said this recently in a meeting. It might be recorded, it mightn't. If God ever speaks a word to you, if God ever speaks a word once to you, you can rely on it. Amen. It's as good tonight as when he spoke it. Amen. And over 20 years ago, God spoke a word to me. And God spoke that word into my heart and I wrote it down. And that word's as good tonight. I can act on that word tonight just as well as when it first was spoken, for the simple reason when Jesus spoke,
The words that he spoke weren't ordinary words. They were spirit and they were life. And that life is in the Word tonight. And you know the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Am I too loud? I have a habit of being loud now, I tell you. I don't mean to be too loud. I know with this equipment I don't need to talk that loud. But I sort of get carried away a wee bit. But praise God. Amen. You understand what I mean tonight? Amen. If God speaks a word to you, you can rely on that word. Amen. And you know, we have a large family. It's 7 boys and a girl. And thank God for his mercy and his grace. But you know, our Tommy, now I'm sure Tommy has been here speaking, so you know who I'm, Brother Andrew, you know who I'm talking about tonight. But Tommy was a real tearaway. And he was a sort of a lad when he was at school. He spent his times boxing or fighting. And he would come in to me and he maybe would have a bit of a cut about the face, and I knew all right what had been going on. And he would say to me, I'm going to be a boxer. And he had all the tapes of the great Joe Louis and Jack Johnson. And they were real tough men. They were the hardest of hard men. They were tough men. Now, there's no getting away from it. They were big, strong, hardy men. And hit you and put you into kingdom come, as the saying is. Just, you know. But he had all these tapes, and he said, you know, but you know, in saying all that, the Spirit of God would often speak to me. And inside myself, I would know certain things. And the Spirit of God would come and speak to me, and I said to him, that's what you think. He said, what do you mean that's what I think? I says, that's what you think. You think you're going to be a boxer, but you're not. And you see, the way it is. But then you see things with all Tommy. Finished up, to cut the story short, he finished up running about with boys that weren't good company, and he finished up in jail. And he finished up in jail, and he finished up in jail, and he left home, and one thing happened, and another thing happened, and this night, my wife had dreamed a dream, and she wakened me up, and she says, I've dreamed that Tommy's been killed. And I said, well, we can't accept that. We must never, ever accept that. Amen. We're going to have to believe that God's going to do something. Or God's going to intervene. Or God's going to bring him back. Or bring him to a place, you know, where... you might have heard Tommy say in his testimony how the Spirit of God spoke to him and told him that if he didn't do what he told him, he would take him away. And that same night that my missus dreamed the dream... he crashed a car at over 100 mile an hour and left it with the four wheels up on the ground and off the road. And I remember the next day or a day or two after, and he was talking and he said about it. And I said, well, you know, you'll have the police with you now. No, he says, the police not never know who it was. But I said, that's all right, you think that. But his wallet and all was left in the car, so the police just came straight to the door. They knew. All right, but that was all right. He went out. So, like I said to you, I was in a backslidden state. I wasn't. So, what was I going to do? Where could I go? Who could I go to for help? Who was I going to? You can't go anywhere for help. So, the only thing I could do, I had a place that I used to go out to. I like a bit of hunting and shooting and stuff like that there. And I had this particular place that I would go out to. And you know, the strange thing about it, you know, just to tie it quickly, you know, when Tommy was born, his name is Thomas Seth Branham. That's his name. And the reason somebody said to me one time, what did you call him Branham for? And you know, I called him the name Branham as a memorial to the man of God. Now, some people might think that's maybe a bit crazy, but to me, it wasn't crazy. I felt I should do it, so I done it. I'm glad I did. Amen. Praise the Lord for tonight. Amen. But anyhow, that was all right. I'd go out to this place and I'm sitting down and I would pray, and I started to pray and I said, Lord, will you do something? And you know, I smoked a pipe, an Orvice, but however, I had this pipe up in my top pocket here, and I had the pipe on this, like a whisper came in and said, do you think God will hear you? God will not hear you. Why would God listen to you? And your pipe stuck in your top pocket, and you think God's going to hear you. You think God's going to listen to you. You know, when I got up and I was sitting on the stump of a tree, and I got up and I walked, it's like a wood lawn place, and I got up and I walked around a bit and I said, well, you know, he's maybe right, maybe God wouldn't hear me. And I come in, I was very down, I was real down low. I come in, sort of down, like what would you say, just had no victory whatsoever. And I said, well, what am I going to do? And I come in, and our children were all the wee farms and wee tractors over the floor in the sitting room. And, you know, our house now, it's not like a palace. It's just a place for living in. Praise the Lord. And there was a lot of stuff about the floor and wee tractors and wee stuff and wee animals and stuff. And, you know, it was a pen lamb. Now, I would have a pen in my pocket tonight, but I'm not a man for writing, because I'll tell you why, I can't spell on it. Very little. I spell my own name, but I can make mistakes in it. A few words, these children would beat me at spelling tonight if you were to call. Anyhow, I wouldn't get too far with the spelling. When I was going to school, there was a girl in school, and she never got her spellings wrong, and the teacher used to bring her up and write up G for good. And she had said, I can lift Billy's spelling and write all wrong. No one will be known of them right. All wrong. Praise the Lord. But praise God tonight. And you know, I lifted this pen. And in this pen was wrote a scripture. It was from the Psalms. It was in Psalm 46. And it said, be still and know that I am God. God wants you to be still and to know that He's God. And you know, one thing progressed from that. I wrote that down. And boy, I'm not going to shout here the night, because if I did shout here the night, I could make your eardrums ring. I'm not boasting. I can shout, I'm telling you. Very loud. And I shouted it right out at the top of my voice. I live in a row of houses. I'm sure the ones at the very top of the street heard it. I tell you, I shouted out, and I held it up like this in my hand, like this, and I said, devil, have a real good look at it. Amen. That's God's promise to me. Amen. That's God's promise, and I believe it. He spoke it to me. I believe it's for me. And you know, that gloom and all that seemed to lift off me. It seemed to lift off me. And you know, I said to my wife, I said, there's going to be a change. Things are going to change. And you know, Tommy, they had rallied about him and an R lad, and the police had come to them, and this day he landed in. He had left home, and he come back, and he had said to the Maher he wanted to come back home, and I'd come home, and the Maher said to me, Tommy wants to come back. I said, well, I didn't chase him now, and he's welcome to come back. And you know, he had come back and all, and they had took a car, and they had rallied around the roads, and the police had followed them, and the process of this rally in the car, they had went out over the hedge. The police car went over the hedge. And they got away. And they took the car back to where they had took it from. She was a high-powered car, like a Porsche or something. So Porsche or something like that there. Or some of them types of high-powered car. But I knew men that were policemen. I had friends of my own that were police. And the police come and they interviewed Tommy. And Tommy came home and he said, I had the police with me today. But in between, just after Raleigh in this car, he had got right with the Lord. He had prayed, and I came home and he said, I give my heart to the Lord up in the room today, and I got myself right with God. Amen. And he says, this is all going to stop. Well, I says, Tommy, I'm glad to hear it. And you know, as that went on, and all and they'd come and they'd spoke to him, and he said to me, I didn't tell them I was in the cure, and I didn't tell them that I wasn't in it. And he said, what do you think? And I said, well, he said, you know, I had known a policeman and had related the situation to him, and he said, if they didn't catch him in the cure, it's only their word against his, and he'll probably get away with it. And he said to me, I'll come in, and he said to me, what will I do? And I said to him, well, he had a Bible sitting on the table, and I said, well, if I tell you not to say anything to them, someday there'll come a trial, you'll have a trial, you'll have a hard time, something will not go right, and you'll sit down, and I say, the enemy will come along and he'll accuse you. And when he accuses you, your answer will be, I only done it because my dad said. And I said, now, if I tell you, tell them that it was you in the motor, then when the hard time comes again, you'll have the same process again. You'll just say, because my dad said it. But I said, do you see that Bible? I said, if you're going to live by that Bible, I don't need to tell you what to do. If you're going to take that Bible, you're going to know for your own self what you've got to do. And you know, tonight, if the enemy comes against you, which he will do, the only thing that will stand between you and the enemy is God's word and the blood of Jesus Christ. And the only thing that will give you the victory is the word of God, amen, the Lord Jesus. Amen. And you know that he got into jail. And he was in jail, and that was about the story. And that was really, he come out of jail and he started going to a Pentecostal assembly. And how I started to go, he said to me, Dad, would you run me up? So I'd run him up, and then I'd come back home again and I'd go to lift him. And you know, this morning I was coming down and I thought to myself, I'm sure he's maybe have the trials and the enemy come against you and put things in your mind and you've got a struggle and a trial. And I said, you know, I'll go in with him the next time. And if I go in with him, it'll sort of encourage him. I didn't want to do anything on him to make him go back. I wanted to see him going on. I wanted to encourage him. And you know, I started to go in, and I started to go in, and I prayed and I asked the Lord for to forgive me for the sins I'd committed and for the way I'd lived. And you know, I was in a filling station one morning, and there was three fellas that I had knew from back, and they were sort of went round the country west and testifying. Now, they weren't from a Pentecostal background. They are from just like a denomination. They preached the gospel and like that there. And they said to me one morning, did I ever think of coming back to the Lord? And I said, there wasn't a day went over my head that I didn't think about it. But I said, God had mercy on me. And he drew me back. He brought me back. He done it. Not me. He done it. He'd mercy on me. I should have been dead. But I'm here tonight because of God's mercy and God's grace. I'm glad for that tonight. And I started to go with him, and we started to go, and we'd hold wee house meetings and all, and we'd go to certain house meetings. His sister Daddy would have knew of some of the house meetings we went to and different things. And sometimes if you had named Brother Branham to them, it was like it really scarred them. You know, they sort of, you know, a lot of people in the Pentecostal circle believed that Brother Branham was a prophet. But yet with all, they didn't want to do what he said. They didn't want to follow any of the thing. But what did he say? He said God's word. All he said was the truth. What he said was right. It was thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the word. It was 100%. And you know, some of them, they don't want to accept tonight that God sent a prophet. And they don't want to accept about a seventh age messenger. But you know, God in John 15:15 says, I no longer call you servants. For he says, I call you friends. Amen. For he says, the servant knoweth not what his master doth, but the friend knows. So you're called. Abraham was called the friend of God. And God calls us friends tonight. And God, you know, doesn't it say there's a friend that sticketh closer on a brother? And Jesus is that one tonight. He's that one tonight. And you know, as we went down and in there, I hope I'm not taking up too much time. I want to get to a bit of a text here tonight, but I want to tell you this. And we'd round these wee meetings and we'd still go along to this fellowship. And we went to the fellowship and, you know, God now and then would give me a dream. And God has given me some dreams in my lifetime. And, you know, God gave me this dream. I'll tell you the dream. And I dreamed that a brother of mine was with me. And, you know, we were digging in this lovely lawn. About this, it looked like the size of about in here. And it had a lovely green tap on. Nice green grass. Very nice, and we were digging in it. But I couldn't tell you why we were digging in it, but we just were digging there. And we were digging anyway, and the next thing I scraped down with a spade, down a lot of inches down, and I uncovered this piece of timber. And it seemed like a long piece of board like that there. And I scraped the top of it, and I turned around and I said to the brother, typical of builders, bury all the garbage in the garden before you get the house. Go to dig the garden. You'll dig up bricks. You'll dig up boards. You'll dig up tiles. You'll dig up everything. Buried in the garden out of the road. Covered over with a nice tap on. So I said, it's typical. So I said, I'll clear it. So I started and I cleared it and I cleared it. And it was a fair length. And I cleared it. It was maybe about 6 foot in length. And it was maybe about this in width. And it gnawed in. And it turned out it was the lid of a coffin. And I said, this is a coffin. And I said, my goodness. He says, I've had a board here. I says, clear it till you see. And where he was digging, it was a lid of a coffin. And everywhere we dug, there was lids, was coffins. And the voice spoke to me. And said, there is nothing but dead men here. And I turned around and I said to my brother, we better get out of here. There's nothing but dead people here. There's nothing but dead men. We're amongst the dead. And we better get out. Now, I didn't try to put any interpretation on it. I didn't try to say, well, it means this or it means something else. And sometimes never be hasty to put an interpretation on a dream. Because sometimes if you let it alone, it'll interpret itself. And I waited, but you know, God showed me what it was. Now, I'm not going to go into detail tonight about this. But God showed me what it was. And you know, don't misunderstand me tonight. And I'm not saying this to hurt anybody's feeling. But you could be in some of these places. And you're only in where there's dead people. Unless God's Spirit comes and regenerates them, unless you've been regenerated, born again by the Spirit of God. That's why we're celebrating Easter, because Christ died and raised from the dead. And that's why it is. And you know, that's why it is. That's why the reason for it. And God brought us out. And he brought us right out. And Tommy got a little place. And we started to have the meetings. And that was how the meetings began. And God really used Tommy. For he used him in that way. And the Lord has blessed him and used him. And he's in Wales tonight. And I hope the Lord keeps blessing him and using him. The secret with God is to walk humbly before him. And to acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. And he'll direct your paths. Now, I just wanted to say it to you just a wee bit. Now, there's a lot that would take a lot of time. But I want to read tonight to you a verse found in St. John. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is a new Bible, by the way. And it's easy read because it's good big writing on it. Praise the Lord. And maybe we just could stand and praise the Lord on it. Keep you too long. I want to read in St. John. the 16th chapter and the 33rd verse. Praise God tonight. St. John 16 and verse 33. Praise the Lord. Amen. For his mercy and for his grace. And it says here, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I have overcome the world. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise God tonight. He says, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. He says, till as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God. Till as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God. You know, our brother was saying about being in Israel. I understand when they were built in great buildings years ago, they would pick a stone for the headstone or the capstone. And they would pick as nice a stone as they could, nicely fashioned and tapered and maybe smooth and certain shape and a gloss on it. And you know, they would maybe go through a lot of stones until they'd find a stone suitable. And they would pick the rough stone. And they would maybe throw the rough stone out. And the rough stone would become a stepping stone. It would be used at the step. That stone. And you know, there was a stepping stone. Isaiah 53 says, there's no beauty when we see him that we should desire him. It says he was a man of sorrows, unacquainted with grief. Yes. Hallelujah. And Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost, what does he say? He says, this is the stone that the builder rejected. Amen. But he saith, it has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby you must be saved. No other name tonight under heaven whereby you must be saved. You know, tonight, there's not another name. There's no other way. There's only Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And he said that no man can know who the Father is, save he to whom the Son will reveal him. I'm glad for that tonight. I'm glad tonight that he wears the victor's crown. And you know, there used to be a wee verse, I read it one time in a book, and it said, the pastor says, what's the news, what's the news? And they answer back, it says, I have got good news to tell. For my Lord hath done all things well. For he hath conquered both death and hell. Yes. Hallelujah! Yes. Glory to his name tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Says, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You know tonight, brother, that problem you'd have in your job. Don't you be one bit afraid. Hallelujah. I'm saying to you tonight, don't be one bit afraid, because God hath overcome the circumstances. Amen. And you're a conqueror. Amen. You're a conqueror. You're an overcomer. Amen. You're seated in heavenly places tonight in Jesus Christ because of that day at Calvary. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Brother Branham, when he was speaking, didn't he say about the demons? He said the demons were calling to the back for help, for to help them. Come and help me. They're under attack. But you know tonight, it's the Word of God that overcomes the enemy. Yeah. And if you get the Word of God and stand on the Word of God, you're an overcomer. Yeah. Hallelujah. And you know, there used to be a wee course. We used to sing a wee course. Overcomers never walk backways. They go straight up and over. And the crisis is beneath them on the ground. Hallelujah. It says Jesus was the greatest overcomer. Hallelujah. He overcome death and hell. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight for that. It says, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You know, sometimes maybe when you don't feel up on the spiritual plane, You remember that Jesus is just as near then as he was when you're in hell. You know, wasn't there a group in the Bible and they said if they fight him in the valleys, their God's the God of the valleys, we'll win. And they fought him in the valleys, but it didn't happen. Israel succeeded. They said, but their God's the God of the hills and we'll fight them in the hills. But when they fought him in the hills, they still didn't succeed. And you know, tonight, God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Hallelujah. You know, never get down. You know, sometimes if you're working for the Lord, it can become wearisome. And sometimes it can become hard. And sometimes it may seem like there's no way. But I want to say this to you tonight. You believe the Lord. Hallelujah. And God will make a way for you. He makes a way where there is no way. When Pharaoh chased Moses out to the Red Sea, there was no way. But God made a way. Hallelujah. When the Pharaoh of this world chases you out and thinks there's no way, you remember that there's a God in heaven. Hallelujah. And he gives us the victory again and again. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight. He says, in this world you'll have tribulation, but you be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He's overcome death. He's overcome sickness. Hallelujah. He's overcome hell. Hallelujah. He's overcome poverty. He's the God that supplies your needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking in this service tonight when her brother and sister come and sung and her brother sung. All I said, if I didn't say a word tonight, already we've been blessed. Yeah. Hallelujah. He says, every day I live for Jesus, I am blessed. Yeah. From I rise up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I'm blessed. Yeah. I'm glad tonight for deliverance. I'm glad tonight he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm glad that he's Jesus the conqueror. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. When they sent to him, they said, never a man spake like this man before. Never a man spake like Jesus. No man done the works that he has done. Hallelujah. And he said, if ye believe in me, greater works than these shall ye do, because I go unto my Father. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that tonight. He said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah. He's your healer tonight. He's your provider. Now you listen one time. I remember being in a sort of difficulties, and I said to the people that I worked with, I said, could you pay me a week in advance? And they said, oh, you mightn't work that week. And you know, the Spirit of God rebuked me. And he said, who is your source? Is that your source? And I said, Lord, I'm sorry. It's not my source. You are my source. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, who shall separate us from the love of God? Neither height, nor depth, nor anything, nor powers, principalities, things present, nor death, nor anything. Hallelujah! Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, when Paul was shipwrecked, he said, when they hadn't seen the sun or the moon, they hadn't seen them in many days, he said, he stood forth up on the thing and he said to them, said, an angel of the Lord, of whom I am and whom I serve, he stood by me. And he said, you remain on this ship, not a hair, not one of you will be lost. Hallelujah. I tell you tonight, if you stay with God's word, you'll have the things that God promised you. I say to you tonight, if you can believe God, God will do for you the things he promised. Hallelujah. There's people in here tonight and you've had trials and you've had tribulations. But I say to you tonight, you be of good courage. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Jesus is in control. I'm glad tonight he's in control. I'm glad tonight that you can be an overcomer. He says in John, who is he that overcometh? But he that believeth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. What did he say? He says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Have faith. Have faith in God. Believe God for a miracle. Have faith in God tonight for a miracle. Hallelujah. Believe God tonight for a miracle. You expect God to do something for you. Hallelujah. Expect God to meet your need. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you come with expectation, you'll not go away empty. Hallelujah. Amen. I think it was our brother George Martin said it. He's up at our place one time and he said it. He said, what was about the, was it the two low, the loaves and the fishes? He said, actually, it was just a boy's lunch. And you know, he said there was a lad here had it, and he had it for a lunch. And Jesus took a wise lunch and he fed 5,000. Hallelujah. Amen. If Jesus could take a wise lunch and feed 5,000, what can he not do for you tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He can do it for you tonight. Amen. Yes, he can. Yes. You know, some people say, I believe that he's going to do it. I believe he has done it and he'll keep doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you believe God tonight. Believe him for a miracle. Believe him to help you to overcome. Amen. Believe him for you to get above your circumstances. Amen. It's very easy sometimes to get down. You know, when Tommy was a lad, now this is going back a good number of years, he took ill. He took a, what's this you call it? I mightn't be saying it right. Pneumonia, or that's maybe not the proper way, but you know what I mean. And he was, and my mother said to me, you better get the doctor for that child. And you know, God bless doctors tonight. God, if any in here, people's a nurse tonight, and God bless you. You do a good job. And the doctors do a good job. God bless them. And let me say this to you tonight. My mother said you'd better go for the doctor. And I got in the car on an old banger for motor, and I headed for the doctor, and I got so far along the road, and a voice spoke to me. And he said, where are you going? Oh, I said, I'm going for the doctor. You're going for the doctor? Amen. What are you going for the doctor for? Amen. Well, I said, Tommy's very ill and all. And you know what he said? Do you not believe I'll heal him? Amen. And I said, I do, Lord. Forgive me. And I went home. And he recovered from that time forth. My mother said to me, is the doctor coming? And I said, no, the doctor's not coming. Why is he not coming? I said, I decided I wasn't going. You know, I'm not saying that for you to do that. But if God speaks to you, you know, Tommy traveled with some people and he was out in a country before we come, maybe till traveling on these ladies, they were missionaries, women preachers. But however, sometimes these things happen. I'm saying that they're not right now. I know that, but don't misunderstand me tonight. And you know, they were going to go into Russia. And they told him he couldn't go. And you know, the Spirit of God had spoke to me and said he wasn't to go into Russia. And they said he wasn't going to go into Russia. And you might have heard him give a testimony or say about it. But anyhow, they took all the money. And they sort of cleared with all the money and left him with nothing. So he was, I think it was Czechoslovakia he was in. And he was left with no money. He couldn't even come home if he wanted to come home. He had no money. And you know, my wife waked up and she says to me, I just seen a vision of Tommy. And I said, right, what did you see? And she said, well, one of the ladies, she named her name and all. She said she has took all the money. She has took the money that Tommy had too, and they've took all the money, and Tommy has no money. And I said, she said just a while ago, I seen that. But already God had spoke to me, and God had said to me that he had no money. And so then I knew when she said to me it was right. So we prayed anyhow, and we prayed, and God provided the money. And God provided the money, and the money was there sent for him. For to be able to get out. So it was another time he went down. And when he went down, he went to get on a plane. And some of the people said to him, you'll not be going this plane. I think it was into America they were going. And they said, you'll not be going on this plane. And he said, why will I not? Well, they said, sure, you have no money. And you don't have a ticket. And he said, well, that doesn't say that I'm not going. And they looked at him. And some man just walked forth, nothing to do with him, walked forth and give him the money for the ticket. Amen. So he went on the plane. Amen. You see, God is a provider. Amen. And sometimes, you know what's wrong with some people? They try to imagine how God's going to provide. God didn't ask us to imagine how he would do it. All God asked us is to believe it. And he'll supply it. Amen. You know, I heard a man tell a story not so very long ago, and I thought it was a good one. Now, he told the story of this lady. and she was praying. And she was in her room praying. And she was praying and she said, Lord, I haven't got no groceries and I haven't got such and such and all. She went over a whole list of what she hadn't got. And she went over a list to the Lord of what she'd actually need. And she said, now, Lord, I know you'll give it to me. You have to give it to me because you know how I've testified that you can do anything and so forth and talked about you. And she said, if you don't do it, what will the people say? But she said, Lord, I believe you'll do it. But during the time she was having this prayer, she was sitting at the table and her window was open. And her neighbor, he was outside her window and he heard the prayer. So he thought he would have a good trick on her. So he went, he said all what she had said, he had remembered it all, and he went down to the grocery store, wherever he went, and he got all the whatever she needed, utensils, got all the stuff, got everything, brought it back up and sat it on her doorstep. Not there, so she got up and she went to the doorstep. Here's this big hamper of stuff and all. And she brings it in. She sets it out on the table and she says, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I needed that. I needed this. I needed. She was going over through everything individually, what she needed and how the God had provided her need. And he walked in and he said to her, do you think that God gave you that? She said, he did. Well, he said he didn't, you know. For he said, I was outside the window when you were praying. And I heard your prayer. Amen. And he says, I went down and bought you the hamper and bought you the stuff. It was me had done it. She says, isn't that wonderful? Amen. That God would use an old devil like you to supply my needs. Yes, glory! Yes. Hallelujah! Yes. You see, God is able to make a way. Amen. You know, when they forsook Egypt, they robbed the Egyptians. They borrowed of them. And they went out with gold and trinkets and stuff. They went out with plenty. Hallelujah. And God made a way where there was no way. And God still makes a way tonight where there is no way. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. Are you glad tonight? I'm glad tonight. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Amen. You know, God wants to encourage you tonight, brother. God wants to encourage you, sister. God wants to encourage you, young men, young boys, young girls. God wants to encourage you tonight. And you know, isn't it wonderful tonight? You know, tonight, you know, we might maybe be different types of people, but there's one thing about us. We're all of the family of God. Amen. God hath redeemed out of every nation, every kindred, every tongue. Amen. I'm glad tonight I can come in here tonight and I can call you brother. Yes. Hallelujah, I can call you sister. Amen. Because God is our Father. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And he has promised to provide for us. Yes. He sent his son to die for us. Amen. And he has given us all things freely by him. I'm glad for that tonight. I'm glad tonight. I don't know what way our time's going. Praise the Lord. No, I don't want to keep you too long now. You're going to have a service tomorrow. And praise the Lord. I don't know if this thing of mine's going or not. It's coming yet, but that couldn't be right. What time is it, brother? No, praise the Lord. I'll not go on anymore. I just want to encourage you tonight. But I want to say this tonight before I close. While we're sitting in this service tonight, I want you to think in your heart tonight. Maybe you've had a hard time. Maybe you've had plenty of trials. And maybe you've had these things. But remember tonight that Jesus suffered, that he paid the price, that we could be overcomers tonight. And you're an overcomer tonight. You're an overcomer because of that day at Calvary. Amen. And I'm glad tonight for that tonight. Jesus wants you to look up to him. Lift up your eyes. You know, I was glad tonight our brother Andrew, when he read the psalm tonight, as a heart pointed after the water. I was thinking of it. I remember one day standing, I was watching some birds flying. Like they were like buzzard-type birds or like hawk-type birds. Not eagles now, but they looked a bit near like the eagle family. And I was thinking, and they were flying up over us working this place. It was steep like mountainy area. And I thought, you know, I said to myself, you know, David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And you know what I said? I said, I wonder why did David say that? Why did he say, I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help? And you know what I said? Like, why would he say it in that way? And you know, the Spirit of God seemed to quicken it to me. And I quoted it over and over. And I said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. When David was a wee boy, those hills were there. When David was a child, that mountainous area or that hill was there. When David became a young man, it was there. When David became king, it was there. But before it was there, God was there. Hallelujah. And that's why he said, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. He was looking to God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And that creator is the same creator tonight that took out of him the form of a man, that come down onto this earth and lived like a man and died like a man and tasted death for every man. And then, you know, the night, you know, Brother Andrew said something about the Adam covenant. But you know, when Adam all die, but the second Adam's not like an ordinary man. He became a man. He's God from heaven. And in him all live. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that tonight. We're looking for the changing of the body. We're looking for the catching up. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said about it, didn't he? He said about Abraham was just there a bit before the time. But he was searching for that city. I'm glad tonight. I'm glad tonight for his mercy and for his grace. You just remember that tonight. He's overcome the world. He's overcome it. You know, if you didn't, I want to say this quickly to you. You know, if you didn't have any trial, you wouldn't be strong. You have to have trials. You have to have a trial. You have to have a trial to be strong. You know, when they get gold, they beat it and beat it and they beat it and they beat it. They beat all the impurities out of it. And then they have gold. And you know, God sometimes has to tick us and he has to beat us a bit. Or let us be buffeted a bit. To bring forth that character in us. And that character is the character of Christ. To birth Christ in us. So that we die daily under outward man. Is renewed as Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that tonight. Are you glad for that tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Maybe just bow our head. I'm going to ask the pastor under to come. Praise the Lord tonight. And just could bow our heads tonight. Father, we thank thee for thy word. Lord, it's maybe mixed up a wee bit. It maybe wasn't a great testimony of talent, but Father, Lord, I said these things tonight because I felt you'd have me say them to encourage thy people. I pray, God, tonight, Lord, that every dear soul tonight will be encouraged. And Lord, I pray tonight, God, meet needs in this service. Whatever they are tonight, Father, I pray you'll meet them. I pray you'll bless thy people. I pray you'll bless from the youngest to the oldest tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And God, bless Pastor Andrew as he comes tonight, Father. Bless the singers, bless the ones who play the instruments, and bless every brother, every sister tonight in the precious name of our Lord Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Andre.
Amen. Let's sing that song. Brother George, if you'd come, Brother. Let's come to a time of worship, saints. It's encouraging. But this world discourages you, friends. There's so many things to discourage. But one thing about the Lord, he encourages you. The prophet says a Holy Ghost-filled man is always positive.
Hallelujah.
You can always tell when you're fellowshipping with the Lord. It's encouraging. You feel like carrying on. You know, you always know the Lord has been there when you just feel rejuvenated once again. And when you read the word, and the word is read in the right spirit, it encourages you. He has overcome the world. That's what you're remembering this evening, that he has overcome the world. We don't have to fear. And I heard Brother Crosby was preaching at Brother Tom's that, can the Lord not furnish a table in the wilderness? And imagine the Lord feeding 3-4 million people every single day, furnishing a table in the wilderness. Do you think that Lord, that same one, can't provide for you and me? Friends, all you got to do is trust in Him. Only trust Him. He knows what He's doing. It's a wonderful thing. We do appreciate the encouragement of God's word, the encouragement of a testimony. You know, I was saying it one day to one brother, saying there's something powerful about a testimony. Amen. Brother Branham many, many times would go places. He'd start with life story. He says his most successful altar call in America was when he told his life story. Amen. Because people can relate to your life story. There's something powerful because it's real, it's authentic. Amen. It's got a personal fingerprint on it. Amen. It's something which you didn't hear from somebody else, but the Lord did it for you. Amen. And friends, it's something Amen. Wonderful. And like next weekend, next Saturday, we said we'll have a testimony meeting, a worship and a testimony service. And if anybody wants to come and give their testimony, it's a wonderful thing to hear. If somebody's in the spirit and give their testimony, Amen. What an encouragement. Because many times when someone gives a testimony, you start seeing that it's not only me that goes through these things, but somebody else has been through this as well. That there's others that have gone before. There's others that the Lord has already taken them through the very thing that you're going through. It's a wonderful thing to have a testimony. And tonight as we come to sing, let's sing that song again. I don't know why Jesus loved me. And I just say, if there's anybody here today and you can't sing this from your heart, if you don't really know that Jesus loves you, take Him at His word. Go back to Calvary. Go back to Good Friday 2,000 years ago when He hung on the cross and He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He was dying for you. You might look in your life and say, but I don't have this and I don't have that. If the Lord loved me, why am I going through this? That's got nothing to do with it. That's not the sign that He loves you, He doesn't love you. The sign that He loves you, look back to Calvary. That's the sign how much He loved you. That He was willing to pay the supreme price to take your sin upon Himself. And as we sing, why not consider it inside of your heart? And if you don't yet have a testimony, let this be the night tonight, by the grace of God, that your testimony begins. That you'll be able to say, from that time, Brother Tommy had it when he was in prison. Brother Billy had it in his life. Everybody needs to have a testimony. When God draws near and He speaks to you and you yield yourself to Him and you just submit yourself and say, Lord, I can't do it myself. But let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let's sing the song and let's consider that before we come to a close.
I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why He came. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He He left His mighty throne in glory, oh, to bring to us redemption's story. But He died, then He rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. Oh, I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why He came. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Oh, where would I be if He didn't care? Where would I be if He hadn't sacrificed His life? Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. I don't know why, I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why, I don't know why He came. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did.
He left His mighty throne in glory.
He left His mighty throne in glory.
to bring to us redemption's story. Then he died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad in it. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. Where would I be? Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. Oh, 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 but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did.
No, he took his cross, friends. But what about us taking our cross? Now, when he calls you, when his grace draws near to you, and he wants to use you, and he wants to be glorified inside of your life. You know all that he asks? Take up your cross and follow me. Friends, there's got to be a change. But he's the one who gives you the power to change. There's power in the call. If God calls you, there's sufficient power in that to fulfill your call. All you've got to do is submit yourself to him. Just let go. Friends, sometimes we hold on to things, and we hold on to things, and we hold on to things, and those things torment us. And those things hinder us in our lives. And the Lord just says, just let go. Just give it to him. Just lay it on the altar. Just leave it there. Just forget about it. And just wait upon the Lord. Be still as the testimony was. Be still and know that I'm God. And I think tonight, friends, as we get into meetings this Easter, what a blessed thing just to come into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Forget about the washing, forget about the shopping, forget about your studies, forget about the problems next week, forget about the bills that you don't know how you're going to pay. Just let go and let God have his wonderful way. Because those situations are opportunities for him, friends. And he wants to reveal himself that he's faithful and true to his word. Let's sing that song. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for me. Let's sing that song.
Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free. No, there's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for me. The consecrated to cross I'll bear till death shall set me free. And then go home, my crown to wear, for there's the crown for me. Upon the crystal pavement and Jesus pierced me. With joy I'll cast my golden crown and his dear name with me. Oh precious cross, oh glorious crown, oh resurrection. Just
Jesus, keep me near the cross. They're a precious fountain. Let's sing that.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. They're a precious fountain.
A time of prayer, saints. Let's sing that song. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. That's all you need, friend, is a humble cry. It doesn't even have to be with your mouth. It can be in your heart. Just a humble cry for help, and he'll never pass you by. But when he draws near, take advantage. Take advantage of that visitation. Be like Bartimaeus. Press your way through until you receive the deliverance that you're looking for. Let's sing, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Saviour."
Pass me not, O gentle Saviour. Hear my humble cry. Oh, while on others thou art born,
thou art calling my Savior
to not pass me by.
Oh,
my Lord and Savior.
Since we're going to sing that chorus once more, then let's come to a time of prayer. If there's anybody who would like prayer, if you find you can't pray for yourself and you want someone to pray with you, please come forward. We'll ask Brother Billy if he'd be kind enough to pray. If anybody desires someone to pray with them, somebody to pray for them, why not take the opportunity while the Lord is near? While the Lord is passing by, why not just press your way through the crowd? Don't worry about the people next to you. Don't worry about the clock. Let's sing that song once more. And let's all come to a time of prayer. And whoever desires prayer, please feel free to come to the front this evening. That's just the chorus.
My Lord, Savior, hear my humble cry. While others thou art calling, to
before thee, Lord. Father, what a blessed opportunity, what blessed grace, what blessed mercy. I bring myself before thee, Lord, even at this time, Lord. I look unto thee and I wait upon thee, Lord, even upon this evening.
Lord, shake it, Lord, the next service, Lord. Father, we give glory unto thee, Lord. We give praise unto thee, Lord, Savior Christ. And you be glorified, Lord. And in all, Lord, Savior, upon this night, Lord, we give to thee the glory, Lord, Savior, for to thee belongeth the glory, Lord, Savior Christ.
Sing the great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus.
The great physician now is here, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the truth in heart to hear. Oh, hear the Jesus, though many sins are all forgiven, oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Go on your way in peace to heaven and where.
Sweetest carol ever sung.
Thought that maybe that prophet of God would come out and strike his hands over him where the leprosy was and clear him from it. You know, I don't want to sound irreverent tonight, but I sense this in my spirit tonight. When you come to Jesus, come Amen. To him. And you know, it's not in a long prayer.
Amen.
It's not in much praying.
Amen.
You know, it's just, you know, the woman, she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment.
Amen, amen, amen.
It wasn't a long prayer.
Amen, amen, amen.
And Jesus felt that virtue went from him. And he said, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Amen.
And you, in here tonight, you know, we knew that would come out. He thought that he would come out, but he didn't come out. The prophet didn't come out to Naaman.
Yeah.
He sent a servant out to him.
Yes, bro.
He said, you go and dip 7 times in the River Jordan, and your flesh shall become whole.
Amen.
You know, he went away sort of disappointed. He really was disappointed.
Amen.
But I want to say this tonight. When we bow our heads tonight here and pray, don't be disappointed.
Amen.
You just believe God.
Amen.
Because Amen. It doesn't take, you know, the thief on the cross didn't make a long prayer.
Yes.
He
yes.
said, Lord, remember me.
Amen.
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 You just, in your heart, you stick now to Amen. God's word, and you believe that word, and that word will take, that word will come, it'll become into something tangible.
Yes, yes,
the
yes.
things that are not seen, they're eternal.
Amen.
The things that are seen are temporal.
Amen. Amen.
And you know, we're dealing with spirits.
Yes.
And these spirits want to rob you
yeah.
of what's yours.
Yes.
But you cast down every vain imagination tonight.
Mm.
And you know, that servant of Naaman said, if this man had asked you to do some great thing, you know, he said, there's rivers in our country, there are better rivers than Jordan.
Amen.
But you see, he said, if he had asked you to do something great, you'd have done it.
Mm.
And maybe you think, maybe if you had been a longer prayer, or some great thing said to you.
Amen. Yes,
but you know, Jesus said, as thou hast believed,
Amen.
So be it unto thee.
Amen.
And you know tonight you believe God.
Yes.
That he'll answer your prayer and meet your need.
Amen.
And God bless you. It's
Amen.
Been a blessed time to have been here and to have fellowship with you. You know, what did he do? He said, if he'd asked you, you'd done it, and he come back.
Amen.
And he dipped 7 times in the
yes.
Jordan.
Amen.
And God recovered him from his leprosy.
Hallelujah.
You just believe God tonight.
Amen.
For his grace and for his mercy.
Amen.
God
bless you. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads, friends. We'd ask Brother Rocky if you wouldn't mind coming and closing for us in a word of prayer. We really do appreciate, thank you, Brother Billy, for coming away. Thank you for a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Tomorrow we're really looking forward to Brother Vitali. He'll be preaching for us 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No hurry tomorrow, so let's come, saints, let's worship the Lord. Brother Vitali will be preaching again Sunday morning for us, normal time. And then we'll have communion service to finish off the Easter weekend, Sunday afternoon coming into Sunday evening. I think it'll be a blessed time. So I really do appreciate the way things have begun. And may the Lord continue to add and build us from glory to glory, that he may be glorified is our desire. Brother Rock, we just ask.
Precious, heavenly, sovereign, mighty God, we do give you praise tonight, Lord, that we can come in this place, Lord, because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you praise, Lord, knowing that you are one of our number tonight for assurance. Lord, we have this blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Lord Jesus, we know that you've come tonight, Lord, because your word said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the many things that you're doing even now, Lord. And Lord, even as the thoughts of men would go forth, Lord, your thoughts is higher than our thoughts, Lord. Your ways is higher than our ways, Almighty God. And Lord, we give you praise, Lord. Lord, we're not going to lean on to our own understanding tonight. But Lord, we're going to look on to thee, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, I pray you'll bless each and every brother and each and every sister in this place tonight. We thank you for a brother, Lord. Lord, we know beyond this flesh, there's something, Lord, that can say amen, Lord. Even time we hear the word, Lord. We give you praise, Lord, that one day, Lord, we're going to step into another dimension, Lord. And Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that we're going to go forward, up and over, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we just, Lord, think, Lord, of the last time, Lord, that I heard a brother, Joseph Chikosi, Lord, speak in this place. Lord, he said, come up hither. And Lord, we give you praise tonight that we can come up hither, Lord, into heavenly places, Lord. And Lord, I just pray you'll bless the visitors, Lord, has come with our brother Andre, Lord, our brother Vitali, Lord. The last time, Lord, I met him, Lord, he gave me a bar of chocolate. And Lord, we just give you praise for the blessing, Lord. And you come and bring a blessing every time, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that each and every one, Lord, would feel the magnificent glory, Lord, and magnifying grace of the Lord Jesus Christ come upon their lives, Lord, in this place tonight. Lord, a blessing that they can take home with them, Lord. Because, Lord Jesus, like that little boy's lunch, Lord. Lord, 5,000, Lord, were able to take it home, Lord. And, Lord, you're the bread of life again tonight, Lord. And we feed off you tonight, O God. And Lord, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory belongeth unto thee. Lord, bless each and every one now, we pray, in the holy, precious name of our Savior. Guide them home, Lord. Take them, Lord, to their earthly homes, Lord, and safety. But one day, Lord, you're going to take us home, Lord. We are going to catch us up in the air, Lord. We give thee praise for that. Blessed be the holy name of our Savior, our provider, Jehovah Jireh, tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.
Let's just dismiss as we sing that song, Jehovah Jireh, he's my provider. He's more than enough for me.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
My provider.
You are more.
You are more than enough
for.
I'm set free.
Hear me.